Welcome to the Academic Minute. I'm Lynn Pascarella, president of Mount Holyoke College. This Sunday is the first official day of spring. Monmouth University's Joe Reynolds tells us about the marine life that comes alive during this time of rebirth.
Spring, without a doubt, an appealing time of the year to experience wild nature. For over 20 years, I've witnessed some breathtaking spring events in a likely place, Lower New York Bay. Between March and June, this urban waterway becomes a small spot on the earth where the natural and non-natural worlds meet from Jamaica Bay to Sandy Hook Bay. It all starts soon after St. Patrick's Day. Like clockwork, ospreys arrive from faraway tropical sites to appear every spring at the same nest site on around the same day every year to raise a family. In April, northern gannets arrive by the hundreds, perhaps even by the thousands, to feed on herring. From a height of more than 100 feet and at speeds up to 90 miles per hour, the birds will plunge headfirst into the water to catch fish before heading to Canada to breed. Atlantic striped bass migrating northward from North Carolina will spawn in the tidal freshwaters of the Hudson River. Bigger females will release more eggs. A 14-pound female will produce thousands of eggs, whereas a 60-pound female will release millions of eggs. With many herons and egrets feeding in tidal waters, the final act of spring comes with the arrival of horseshoe crabs and long-distance shorebirds. On full and new moon evenings in May and early June, a pair of horseshoe crabs will deposit up to 100,000 eggs in the sand. Shorebirds like red knots, ruddy turnstones, and sanderlings, who have been on long-winged flights to nest in the Arctic, stop around New York Bay to feed on horseshoe crab eggs, which will provide protein to keep this amazing natural connection going on, not just for the birds, but for people who want to connect with nature and feel the excitement of spring in one of the most hectic shorelines in the world.
That was Monmouth University's Joe Reynolds. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors on our website, academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from Newman's Own Foundation in partnership with Mount Holyoke College.
Here comes the sun, little darling. Here comes the sun, I say.